My Life Today, August 4. Let your light shine. Saved to serve. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you walk in the light, you can every one be light bearers to the world. Do not seek to accomplish some great work and neglect the little opportunities close at hand. We can do very much by exemplifying the truth in our daily life. The influence which we may thus exert cannot be easily withstood. Men may combat and defy our logic. They may resist our appeals, but a life of holy purpose, of disinterested love in their behalf, is an argument in favor of the truth that they cannot gainsay. Far more can be accomplished by humble, devoted, virtuous lives than can be effected by preaching when a godly example is lacking. You can labor to build up the church, to encourage your brethren, and to make the social meetings interesting. And you can let your prayers go out like sharp sickles with the laborers into the harvest field. Each should have a personal interest, a burden of soul, to watch and pray for the success of the work. You can also, in meekness, call the attention of others to the precious truths of God's Word. Young men may never be able to present the truth from the desk, but they could go from house to house and point the people to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The dust and rubbish of error have buried the precious jewels of truth, but the Lord's workers can uncover these treasures so that many will look upon them with delight and awe. There is a great variety of work, adapted to different minds and varied capabilities. In the day of God, not one will be excused for being shut up to his own selfish interests. And it is by working for others that you will keep your own souls alive. Earnest, unselfish efforts will garner sheaves for Jesus. The Lord is a mighty helper.